It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we take a look at the state laws that govern what kind of political or advocacy donations have to be disclosed publicly. Our guest says we need more disclosure.
First, records released yesterday show that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had his aides work on a draft of a bill that would scale back Wisconsin's open records law. The documents reveal that Voss made this request less than 3 weeks after he and other Republican lawmakers backed down from this idea after intense backlash.
Sean Johnson is with us to talk about the story. He's the state government reporter here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, set the scene for us. Open records changes originally came up as a part of the state budget, kind of surprised their way in there. What happened after that came to light?
Yeah, I think the history of this issue and the timing of the way that it all happened is sort of what is attention-grabbing here. The open records stuff initially came up on the last day of budget deliberations before the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, and it was a complete surprise. It was added to the budget in this what's referred to as the 999 motion, this wrap-up motion that they have at the end of the process where, you know, pretty much anything goes. Lawmakers put standalone bills in there that are, you know, for the first time seeing the light of day, and this year they put these open records changes in there, and they were sweeping. They would have restricted pretty much any legislative business from the public's eye. They would have restricted legislative bill drafts from the public, and would have restricted what's known as the deliberative process, or what the legislation referred to as the deliberative process from the public. So, basically gutted the open records law in the budget. There was a huge public backlash, not, just liberal groups, but conservative groups both tore into this. Newspaper editorial boards had a field day. And just a few days later, that Republican leaders issued a joint statement and said, look, we never intended this. We're pulling this out of the budget. And it was gone. And it seemed like that was the end of the story. So what happened here is the Center for Media and Democracy found emails through the state's open records law that just a few weeks later, Speaker Voss's office asked for another bill draft involving open records changes that would have further restricted open records laws.
So what were the changes in this draft, and how are they different from that original budget proposal?
They sort of, as the Speaker's office put it, went hand in hand with what they were talking about in the budget. I think the biggest thing is that they would have given the legislature the power to, it would have essentially relegated the state's open meeting laws to a legislative rule. It's a lot easier to change at the whimsy of the legislature instead of a law where it has, the power of the state statutes behind it. So, it was just a substantive change that they were talking about making, but it was definitely in line with some of the stuff that they were talking about in the budget.
Now, what have we heard from Speaker Voss in reaction to this information being out there because of that open records request?
Speaker Voss said that basically the reason you saw this open records request a few weeks after, or the reason that his office made this open records request a few weeks after, this really blew up in the budget, is that they wanted to, in his words, return it to the original intent of the legislation and put an end to the previous process. He said that they wanted to basically everything that they had worked on in these open records changes, they wanted to have that finalized, one, before a member of his staff, his former legal counsel, left for another job, and two, before the legislature takes this up or studies this in a special study committee, if that ever happens. He issued a pretty strong statement toward the end of the day saying, it is not our goal to make any changes this session to the open records laws. So, and actually the subject line of his press release, we are not changing the open records laws. So this was also something that was threatening to blow up pretty fast on him yesterday, given the timing of the way this all worked out.
Talking to state government reporter Sean Johnson, our own Sean Johnson, about open records laws here in Wisconsin and the steady history of possible changes to those laws. So the idea, I guess, is this draft, Sean, could be a starting point for discussion in a future legislative session? Is that something that seems like it might happen?
Well, after the proposed changes in the budget really blew up, Voss said that he wanted to form a special committee to study open records changes, and that the basic idea behind doing that was to make sure that legislators could collaborate on legislation without having to worry that that collaboration or that initial collaboration, which was really just a rough draft, was going to come back and bite them. And also, one of the points that Republican lawmakers made in the days after the budget changes were added was that they wanted to make sure that their discussions with constituents were protected. So the changes that they put in the budget went far beyond that. The changes that were talked about in this draft that was just reported on yesterday went far beyond that. And so we'll have to see what they eventually do. They may yet hold a study committee on that, although the speaker's statement yesterday seemed to indicate that that wouldn't be happening this session.
And so, somewhat ironically, if these changes had been in place, the open records requests that were used to get this information might no longer be able to get that information, right?
Absolutely. The reason we know about this, the reason we know that a few weeks after this thing blew up in the budget, Speaker Voss was asking for a bill draft regarding more open records changes, was because the Center for Media and Democracy used the state's open records laws to look at those proposed changes. So that's why we have this information in front of us. It's part of why these laws and the way that they're used get under legislators' skin. But it's also a big reason why they're, we have such powerful laws here in Wisconsin, especially compared to other states, and groups on both ends of the political spectrum, along with reporters, definitely use these laws.
Now, I know there actually isn't a proposal in the works now, but if there were, do you think we would see the same kind of backlash as happened in that budget effort to change open records laws?
Well, I think part of the reason you saw such a big backlash in the budget effort is because it was completely unexpected. I mean, you always expect something weird is going to be thrown in that wrap-up budget motion. That is kind of where if you do want to sneak ideas into the budget or push a bill that hasn't been successful elsewhere, that's where you do it. And just nobody saw this coming in the budget, especially to the degree that they were talking about making those changes. Sometimes if you couch a controversial proposal in a study committee and sort of take your time with it, it can have an easier time passing in the legislature. But I think this particular issue, you saw in early July that this is something that didn't really have a constituency other than legislators who don't like how open records laws have treated them.
I don't know if Governor Walker's reacted to this newest story that we're talking about today, but over the last couple of months since this all was big news, what has he said about open records law changes?
When it first came out, he was kind of lukewarm about it. I mean, the first interviews that he did after this stuff was added to the budget, the first time he was available to talk to reporters about it, he didn't exactly take a firm stand and say, this has got to go. Later that day, he issued a statement and said, this has got to go. And, by roughly a week after that, he said it was a mistake for us to even think about it in the budget. So, and he actually used the term a huge mistake. So, again, it took a little while for him to get there, and it took that public pressure building for him to get there. But that's the last thing we heard from the governor on this, is that that was a mistake.
Sean, thanks as always for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter, with us to talk about the latest news on efforts to change Wisconsin's open records laws.